And we have a treat for you this morning. We have a guest in our studio with us, Mr. Brian Barham of Cedar Bluff. He's a local author and much more. And we're going to meet Brian and let him tell you about a book that he has written and let you become familiar with this gentleman. Good morning, Brian. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Jerry. It's great to be here.
Well, it's our honor to have you to get up early this morning and come in and join us on WEIS. And you've written a book. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you. The book really it takes an experienced coach, coaching a youth team. And he's got a combination with this team of experienced players and inexperienced players. And then there's the challenge of coming together and playing together for the first time with this team. And it's action-packed with lots of football practices and games. You'll get to know the players. You'll hear conversations and thoughts of coaches and the things that they say. But faith seems to be included as part of the approach to football. And then there are events, particularly one tragedy, and the team experiences where now faith is essential to part of football and part of life.
And did you write it from experience?
Oh,
and from, you know, things that happened in your life?
It's a combination. I played football as a kid and a little bit beyond that. I coached my kids when they were little. Then I coached at the middle school and high school level. So it's a combination of events that happened to me, happened to my kids, happened to others. Some things from my imagination, of course. And it'll be interesting to hear from the guys that I coached over the years whether they think, is that guy me or is this guy me? Because it's truly a combination of things that happened over a lot of years.
How did you come about to write the book? Because we know we have other local authors here, and how did that come to be an inspiration, something that you wanted to do?
You know, I had these little vignettes in my mind, and so I'd sit in the evening and I'd write out this little episode about a football player or about a coach or things that happened, and I set those aside, and then I wondered, could I turn this into a story, could kind of connect these things together? So I didn't set out to write a book. It just kind of became available to me. And then I thought, well, could I do this? And then I asked people after I put it together, is this something worth sharing? And I've got some encouragement to try to do that.
All right. And how long did it take you to write it, to pull everything together?
I guess for about 2-3 years I wrote these little vignettes. But then I sat down over the course of about 9 months or so and put together the story, connecting those things and wove them together. And once I set out to do that, it fit pretty well.
All right. And where is your book available? And let's have the title of it.
Sure. The title is Eagle Soar. It's available on Zulon Press, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also as an ebook on Kindle.
All right. All the major book sources.
Yes.
Yeah, out there.
Yeah.
So it's there. And by Brian Barham.
Yes.
Barham. And Eagle Soar.
Eagle Soar.
And it's a great book. Let me ask you this. Having written this, is this your first book? I think it is, isn't it?
Well, it's my first book. I was a career soldier, and I wrote things for military periodicals. So I was writing things like proper way to do cordon and search and determining relative combat power. At another level, developing a company executive officer, and I wrote a personal story of one of my combat experiences. But those things were all military related and military periodicals. And this is the first book or work of fiction that I've ever done.
Yeah, but writing is writing.
John,
would you agree with that?
To a certain degree. Yes, it's different in some ways, especially when you're trying to get a military concept or thing apart. But you're still communicating with the written word, and to try to do that effectively, That's a challenge, and so when you do it right, it's very satisfying.
And absolutely, and it all has come together for you in this book. And I'm looking forward to reading it, Eagle Soar. People that want to learn more about you and your book, Brian, how do they go about it? Are you on Facebook? Are you out on social media, other social media, what?
Yeah, there's Eagle Soar, Brian Barham, Eagle Soar on Facebook, and it's got information about the book, how to purchase it. Got a little video, be another video coming out, information about the book. And that's it. There's the places you can buy it, have a little bit of background about the book and about me as the author. And I'm looking for other ways to get this information out.
Sure.
And sure appreciate being here today to be part of this, letting people know about this story.
Our pleasure to have you. Let me ask you this. Age group. What age group that it's associated with that would enjoy the read?
I think there are two real audience. One is young people that are play sports, football or other sports. Probably from 10 years old to ninth grade, somewhere in there, I think the story will resonate with them. And I will tell you, anybody that's ever coached anything that needs some encouragement would appreciate reading this story.
Okay. So from youth to adult.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, pretty good wide spectrum of audience there.
And, you know, like I say, the way I put it together, I didn't put this with the idea that this was going to be a story for one particular group or another, but after it came together, I thought, you know, who would enjoy reading this, and the feedback that I've got from both sources, the young people that have had a chance to look at it, and coaches and former coaches that have looked at it have appreciated and liked the way the story comes together.
Well, it sounds like, from what I've gathered, that it's a good positive lessons in life and living and growth.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and dealing with tragedy and disappointment, having each other, having faith move to the forefront of dealing with what life throws at you, and then just the joy of being able to play a wonderful sport like football.
Absolutely. And I know, let's give people a little bit more. You mentioned that you were military and that's been your background, but you are retired now from the U.S. military.
Yes, I am.
Well, we want to thank you for your service.
Oh, it was an honor to serve. I'm married to a former soldier, too.
Well, wonderful. We thank you and your family for your service and for helping keep America strong and as free as we are.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say free all the time, but as free as we are. And it's people like you that have committed your life and life's work to keeping us safe, and especially on foreign soil. You've seen a lot of things, and we won't get into that, but I do want to mention that you've been deployed 4 times. So you've seen active duty.
Yes, I have.
And we appreciate you serving that. And people, let's tell them a little bit about your life here in Cherokee County.
I moved here a little bit over 2.5 years ago to be close to my mom and dad. I really fell in with the local community. My neighbors at Cedar Bluff were very welcoming. Found a good church, Clearview, great place to worship. I love how the radio supports us as we're handing out food once a month. I found another organization, CSAF, for Child and Seniors Association, that supports them. And we got Christmas to kids that we support out there. The radio has been instrumental and supporting that and making those announcements. I have coached a little bit at Cedar Bluff High School, and I'm coaching now with the Cherokee County Youth. And I think I might just stay right there with the youth now. I'm really enjoying coaching the little kids again.
Well, it's an honor to have you in and to be with us and share a little bit about your life and your life story. Is there anything else about your book, Eagle Soar, that you want to leave with our audience that we haven't touched on, Brian?
Yeah, my hope here is I want to encourage kids who play sports to cling to their faith. I want to encourage coaches to find occasions to share their faith with their players, with their coaches, with their families. Anyone who has a story to tell, even if you're kind of an older person, I want to encourage you to put it together, find an audience for your book. I really hope this gives me a platform to be able to encourage other people in this regard, and just remind people that God loves us.
Absolutely. Do you do public speaking?
I'm open to talking about just about anything. And I'd really like the opportunity to be in front of people to tell them about faith and this particular book. I've done leadership and character development for a couple of the local high schools and that sort of thing. The opportunity when there's a legitimate message to communicate and that kind of opportunity, I would welcome it. Yes.
All right. Well, if they want to get in touch with you on Facebook, let's give them that Facebook contact again.
Eagle Soar by Brian Barham.
All right. And that's spelled B-A-R-H-A-M.
Barham. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, Brian, for coming in and being with us and spending this time with us and sharing with our listeners about your book. Congratulations on getting it written and getting it published out there and having it ready for the public. And we wish you well with it. And we hope that you'll be back in with your next book, because that might be an offering one day.
I would be delighted if that's what happens. Thank you, Jerry.
That'd be great. Thank you so very much. Mr. Brian Barham from Cedar Bluff, local author with Eagle Soar. You can find him on Eagle Soar there on Facebook. So go by and the Facebook there. Look him up. Check out your book. And let's tell them one more time, Brian, before you get away, where they can get this book.
Sure. It's Zulon Press, X-U-L-O-N, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also find it on Kindle.
All right. So you got a great area there to cover to find it, and it's available in most bookstores there where people go for books. So, again, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to hearing more about Eagle Soar.